As Sarasota County Commissioners approved local projects that they call part of their local stimulus plan, they also debated their policy regarding local vendors and how much they're being underbid by out-of-town companies. The county's current ordinance gives local vendors preference on contracts if they are within 10% of the lowest bid by a contractor. However, Jennifer Slusars, procurement manager for the county, said that preference policy just went into effect last month after the bids for the projects approved today were considered. And she mentioned the CCNA, or Consultants Competitive Negotiating Act.
If the firm is in Sarasota, regardless of whether or not it has any impact on their ability to do the work, we're going to give them points just because they have an office here. When it applies to CCNA, we really need to look at that in terms of how does it affect their ability to perform the work. And in most cases, those firms in Sarasota and those firms who use subs in Sarasota are going to have an advantage. Being here in the county, understanding the county, having a history with the county, and being in close proximity to the project is going to give them an advantage, in which case they would be given additional points.
But Commissioner John Thaxton said if that meant local contractors would have an inherent advantage in bidding for construction projects, he wasn't seeing it.
I mean, we can say it, but I mean, I look at local firms that have extraordinary expertise in particular watersheds or particular issues that deal with very unique geographic conditions and circumstances, and I still see the contracts going to people that probably have never seen it, never been here.
Commissioner Joe Barbetta said he had another issue with the out-of-town contractors being hired by the county.
Their bids are substantially lower than our people. I mean, we got a $249,000 contract, which was almost $100,000 less than the next closest bidder. We've got another one, $929,000, again, almost $100,000 next to the second, and a couple hundred thousand difference from the third, fourth, fifth. Substantial differences by out-of-town contractors. So I'm concerned not only as to who we're dealing with, but why are the numbers so skewed? That's a big, on a $300,000 or $250,000 contract, to be $100,000 difference is really substantial.
Commissioner Sharon Staub said that being fiscal stewards of the community, it's important that the county hire the lowest bidders.
I think that if you looked at this thing that's on the Elmo, there's not a Sarasota company even within the 10%. And Woodruff Sons in Manatee is within 10% twice. So it seems to me that our local firms also should sharpen their pencils because they got to get in there and fight for these things.
Commissioner Nora Patterson also chimed in on the vast discrepancy of bids between Sarasota County companies and those from other parts of Florida.
There are local people whose bids are 20-30% higher and more. And I recall in the building boom times being told by the owner of a big local construction company that did commercial stuff that it cost him 40% less to build something in Tampa than it did in Sarasota County, largely because our subs were more. And I think the point that maybe our local folks need to sharpen their pencils because other people are really coming in low is fair.
And Patterson took exception to the fact that a company needs only to have an occupational license for 1 year to work in the county to qualify to bid for local projects. Commissioner John Thaxton voiced his concerns about how outside companies get a local imprimatur. But County Attorney Stephen DeMarch told him he should worry about how they wanted to tailor such a policy.
A firm from outside the area coming into Sarasota, they rent a 300-square-foot little cubicle office condo for next to nothing, and then hire one local person to administer the contracts, and then they walk away with a lot of the things. That's the perception.
This is a slippery slope. You could have a two-person firm that has 100% of its employees here, that is a construction firm that uses employee leasing from an employee leasing company that leases all of its employees from Hillsborough County. They could have been that two-person construction firm for 3 years here. And that defining these standards makes it difficult, and you may be eliminating more businesses than you're actually helping.